Blackstone Audio presents Notes from a Dead House by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Translated by Richard Pevere and Larissa Volokonsky. This book is read by Stefan Rudnitsky. Foreword by Richard Pevere. Late in the night of April 22nd to 23rd, 1849, the young Fyodor Dostoevsky was awakened in his apartment in Petersburg and informed that he was under arrest for his participation in a secret utopian socialist society. The other members of the society, including its founder, Mikhail Petrashevsky, a follower of the French socialist thinker Charles Fourier, were arrested at the same time. The Emperor Nicholas I had been alarmed by the series of revolutions that broke out in Europe in 1848, the year of the Communist Manifesto, and had decided to move against the radical intellectuals. The Petrashevists were confined in the Peter and Paul Fortress in Petersburg for 8 months while the investigation was carried out. In the end, the Judicial Commission recommended death by firing squad, but the military court commuted the sentence to 8 years at hard labor in Siberia. Dostoevsky was specifically charged with circulating a letter by the liberal literary critic Vissarion Belinsky that was filled with impertinent expressions against the Orthodox Church and the sovereign power, and with attempting to set up a clandestine printing press. The emperor himself revised his sentence to 4 years at hard labor, followed by 4 years of military service in Siberia. But he also decided to stage a little drama for the prisoners. A mock execution on the Semyonovsky parade ground, to be interrupted at the last moment by an imperial reprieve and the reading of the actual sentences. Konstantin Mucholsky notes that the emperor entered personally into all the details, the scaffold's dimensions, the uniforms to be worn by the condemned, the priest's vestments, the escort of carriages, the tempo of the drum roll, the route from the fortress to the place of shooting, the breaking of the swords, the putting on of white shirts, the executioner's functions, the shackling of the prisoners. On December 22, 1849, the performance took place. Petrashevsky was in the first group of three to be executed. Dostoevsky was in the second. He had just turned 28. In a letter to his brother Mikhail, written that same evening, Dostoevsky declared, "As I look back upon the past and think how much time has been spent to no avail, how much of it was lost in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?